You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How's everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? And I want to say Merry Christmas, Merry Christ Day, Merry Jesus Day, whatever day you want to call it. I want to just say that right now to y'all. Merry Family Day, but just have a merry day at the end of the day. That's what I want y'all to have, okay, for this holiday. So, to those who are just tuning in for the first time, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk, doing a damn thing the best way we can. And I know y'all, where's the theme music? Well, I'm in my car. I had to take it back in the day when I first started, because I'm out here visiting family. And I just got a special guest today, my cousin sister, Buddha, Claudette Bowser. And she's going to join in on the conversation about what does love, true love, mean to you today and every day? What does it mean? So if you don't know, Claudette Buddha, she is just the bomb diggity. And she has been my right hand, even though we family, she's been my right hand in so many aspects. When I had my record label back in the day, she was my right hand. I mean, for real. And we've been doing a lot, and she's been in the entertainment world in so many different aspects. She is an interior decorator. She has put together countless acts in the entertainment world, and she was an entertainer herself as well. Her and her sisters was the Sisters of Paradise back in the day. And, you know, many people in Philly know of her. So now I'm bringing her back on the scene with the podcast show, with the talk show, you know, as I do with many guests to come. Okay. So everybody, I just want you to give a real welcome and just welcome into your homes with my cousin, Buddha. Hello to the visionary dreamers.
Hello, and happy holidays to all of you. Definitely making it was an honor to be here on Adion's show. And believe me, I've been a follower and a fan, as well as family, for a long time. So I'm happy to be a part of this program, and hopefully it will impact someone's life, someone's new year. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and everything else of blessings and prosperities into your new life to come for this 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did I tell y'all that she was a preacher woman? I forgot to tell y'all that part. Yeah, she will preach all the time, and always some good things, you know. So we were having a conversation earlier, and I actually came down actually from an Uber ride. Needed to get to Philly, and the first thing that God put on my spirit was go see your cousin. And that's how we got here. And I've been here since, what, probably 1 o'clock. I ate dinner and everything. So, but it's all good. It's all good time. So, yeah, our topic today is, what does true love mean to you? So I'm going to start off and let you just take the floor.
Okay.
But don't forget, we in the car, not the podium. Okay?
Yes.
And, but just, what does it mean to you, Buddha?
Well, you know, what does true love mean to me? First of all, it starts off with the most important thing, which is God. God's love is more important than anything else in the world, because he loved you first,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then, you know, the second part of love is learning to understand that you come into this life as a baby. And when your parents hold you, that's the first thing they see, is how much they love you. So love is put into you. And I also speak for those that may not have that life, that they're biological parents didn't love them first, mm-hmm. but maybe, you know, a nurse or maybe a school teacher or maybe an aunt or uncle, someone has taken you mm-hmm. out of your childhood life and loved you as if it was your own. So knowing that love is in the beginning of your life and then found in your life, and then you learn to love yourself mm-hmm. as you go into your own childhood, teenager stages in life. So love first before you can love anyone is learning to understand what love is. Mm-hmm. And to me, especially around this time of the year, for me, it's love is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right. That's my first love. Mm-hmm. And I can't love no one after that. You know, I mean, no one that I can love more than mm-hmm. him first, you know, even when it comes down to your husband, your wife, and your children. Mm-hmm. But I'm thankful that I can share this inspiration with all of you. Learning to love, it comes with time. Mm-hmm. And more important than anything else, sometimes some people shy away from love because they don't understand it. But, you know, there's all types of love. There's inspirational love. There's material love. And, you know, there's worldly love. But if you have a ground on standing on the higher love, you will understand who you are first individually.
Right.
You know, right. a lot of times we're adults and you fall in love and young love before you get into a relationship or teenage love or mm-hmm. into, you know, an engagement or a marriage. You have to learn to love that person and love those identities that they may have.
Right.
And sometimes people base love on the wrong things.
Amen to that.
Yeah. young people, you know, sometimes when I'm speaking to you, you know, when you base love off of material things or the things you can see, you have to learn in life that love is not something you can tangibly see. Mm-hmm. Someone can express their love by doing things for you, but the internal agape love comes from within first.
Right.
That is who it is. And people can draw to you because you are a loving person.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from inner strength that you have. But my inspiration to share with all of you for 2019, everyone has a New Year's resolution. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. But this year, you need to learn to love yourself.
Yes.
The world is changing. Mm-hmm. It's changing in many dynamics, career-wise, mm-hmm. financials, global, you know, politics. A lot of things are changing. Mm-hmm. But if you can be solid standing on your own stability of learning to love yourself, giving you everything that you deserve first, then you can offer your love to someone else to endure, no matter if it's your job, no matter if it's, you know, something that you impede that you're trying to strive for, mm-hmm. to be accepted. And I think that's what's important, that we have to learn what's the first thing we need to do.
Yes.
What's the first thing? And that is learning to love yourself with God inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that these marriages that I see a lot of people that are divorcing for the wrong reasons.
Yes.
They're walking with this, okay, I'm tired, I'm ready to get out of this. But remember, people, when you are married, you married under marital vows for mm-hmm. better and for worse. And you have to love a person through their pain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something that is a struggle. But if you find in the very beginning why you fell in love with that person, that love should never go anywhere. It mm-hmm. should be there. And I think that that's something that people struggle with. And I think trust is a major part of how can I love this person if I don't trust this person? How can I trust this person if I'm trying to show them that I love them? But nowadays, even with, you know, the men in the world, you know, they're still striving to find if I have the right one. Is this the right one for me? And then they fear that love because they don't understand, like, am I ready to settle down?
Right.
Is this the one for me? And the mm-hmm. answer is, if God is inside of you and you know that the love of God is inside of you, you will know that this is who God put in front of you mm-hmm. to love you and for you to love in return.
Exactly.
And you know, it's hard because some people, no, I'm not ready to settle down, but it's not about settling down. It's about being at peace with yourself, walking in true love and understanding how love evolves. And right. that's important. That's mm-hmm. so, so important.
Yes. Yes. And amen. And amen. And amen to that. Hallelujah. Preach, sister, preach. Anyway. Yes. Everything that Buddha is saying is, I concur with her 150%, 200,000, whatever. Y'all know that's what this show is about, you know, and I've talked about love yourself, honor yourself and things of that nature. And she's just pretty much confirming the things that, I talk to you guys about, constantly. First, you have to love yourself. And then once you learn how to love yourself, you will learn how to love someone else. And love someone else for who they are, not for what they have, not for what they can give you, not from what they can bring to the table.
Yes, yes.
But for who they are. Mm-hmm. And you will learn how to love someone for their strength and not pick at their weakness. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times people say, oh, I love this person, I'm in love with this person. But soon as a sign of weakness show through that person, all of a sudden they're turned off, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But when you learn how to love yourself and you learn how to accept your own flaws and your own mistakes, so-called failures and things of that nature, then you can learn how to look at your loved one, or rather be your children, your parents, your friends, you know, your spouse. You can look at their flaws and their you know, their weakness, and learn how to give them the love that they need, that they need through that time, through the time of their struggles that they're going through. Because you can start looking back at the times when you had to pick yourself up and learn how to work through what you were going through, and how to know that you were enough, that you were valuable, that you needed to learn how to respect yourself and love yourself.
And that goes with starting. That goes with starting your day off. Like if you wake up in the morning, you know, like I challenge anyone that's listening, if you wake up tomorrow, just waking up the first thing, knowing that you're loved and feeling loved, and knowing that you love yourself and you're going to give love, no matter if it's kindness, open a door for someone, or just showing someone some respect of love, of act of kindness. If you start your day off, you won't even have the time or the energy to focus on someone else's flaws and negativity, because you're bringing nothing but the aura of just love itself. And that's how God works. You know, I speak to, you know, a lot of individuals that are single right now, because a lot of times in the New Year's, everyone's looking to be in love for the holiday. Oh, I see a couple over there. They all loved up.
Valentine's Day.
But I'm saying to you, you know, wake up tomorrow, look in that mirror and love yourself to the highest most. Give yourself everything that you deserve and feel that aura around you and carry it all day. Just try it. Even after 7 days out of the week, give yourself at least 4 days to love yourself unconditionally, showing love unconditionally, and you receive it in return, because that's how it works.
That's
how it works. And I know, and I love to believe in light in individuals, and I think that no matter what, love is light. You know, darkness doesn't like to be around light. So if you're dark and you're hatred and you're angry and you're malice and you're dismissive and you're, you know, you're dismayed, you're not going to be able to love, because you're carrying that so much darkness, bitterness inside of you. But I'm asking you to challenge yourself to go into 2019 not having that in you. Release that. Who made you mad? Who made you upset? Who hurt you? Let those energy blocks go and allow the Holy Spirit. Just let it go. And just trust that, like, this is my year to be loved, to show love, to have love. Someone that you may be carrying something that's heavy in your spirit, let that go. And every time, if you ever think about something negative, like, you know what, I'm gonna leave it alone, because that's not God. That's not how He works.
Right.
And He doesn't want me to feel like, He wants me to love. And the Bible does say, love thy enemy. So I'm saying to you, try it. Just try it. You know how, you know, there's only one analogy I can really use that I can say that you can try. If you wake up tomorrow and you know what the temperature is, you will dress appropriately, because you know what it's set forth. If you do the same thing spiritually, if you wake up tomorrow knowing set forth that you're going to put on, dress your spirit to show love the next day, you will know how to walk out the door and start your day with it.
Right.
No matter if you can ambulatory walk, or if you're able to propel, or if you're sitting in the bed, or if you're not able to walk, just start your mindset of feeling like today is my day to know that I am well loved.
Right.
And appeasing, because I am loved by God first, and I love myself, you know. But I also want to speak to a lot of children that are out there that were adopted, and people that don't have someone to love them. I ask individuals, just pray to know that there's someone out there in the world that you may know or may not know that doesn't feel like they're loved. There's a high level of people that are out there on suicidal
ideation. This time
of the year. And this is the time of the year that I'm speaking to someone's spirit right now. If you are struggling, thinking that you are not loved, hold out and reach to someone that if you think they like you, maybe you may think that they can love you and reach out and help you. But I'm telling everyone, if you see anyone that you think that has a rejection of feeling they don't have anyone to love them, show them an act of kindness.
Yes. Find, give them a hug.
Yes.
Hug.
Give them a hug. You know, you may see you may see an elderly person. They may not even had a hug for the day. You know, you may haven't spoken to someone in a long time. Call them up and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, showing you some love. You know, that you'd be surprised
with that little act of kindness.
Yes, it will do. Exactly. And I challenge anyone in 2019 to meet those needs, to be an act of love and just be a ball of just support and love and show. But I also tap on, you know, our relationships. This is always a sore topic.
And
because
this is the thing, like, you know, we were talking earlier about sometimes people can self-sabotage,
yes.
You know, people can have blessings in their lives and people that God send towards them to love them and to be a blessing. And because they don't feel like they're enough or they don't feel the value that they need to feel within themselves, they might push a person that God sent to them personally to love them and to show them what true love really is. And they'll push them away and settle for less because they're scared or they're fearful of what true love may feel like or look like, you know, and sometimes that's what we do as people. You know, when we're scared of a thing that we're not used to getting, we will push it away, knowing that we really want that feeling. We really want that comfort. We really want that support. But we will self-sabotage ourselves and run, you know. So when God sends someone your way, accept them. Accept them in the way you can, or at least be truthful and let them know, you know, because sometimes a person can come your way and want to love you. And because you push them away, knowing that you need their love or you want their love, they may think that, okay, the next time they may pull back on their love for someone else. You get what I'm saying? You know how sometimes that first person that you do something for can mess it up for the next person. Every now and then that can happen when it comes to love, you know? And so just open your hearts up, be open. And of course, be careful because there are some people that throw around the word love or in love and they really don't mean it.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. So definitely stay tuned in to your intuition, to your higher self, to know the feeling of real love. And there are people out there that sometimes want real love so bad that they are willing to accept a person telling them that they love them when they really know they don't.
Exactly. And that could just be vulnerability.
Yes.
Definitely, you know, people that they don't understand the word about codependent, you know, because they just feel like, oh, I'm just going to be in this relationship because I feel like I have to, you know, I have to be loved and the codependency. And that's not something that you want as far as, you know, love. You have to be true to it, true divine, knowing and understanding and supportive. You have to know it and learn it. And then sometimes we walk around with our guards up, you know, individuals walk around with this defensive manner and they can allow that to permeate as far as getting into themselves and understand, like, am I really being loved? Is this really, or am I being taken advantage of? You know, or am I just, you know, being in this relationship because I'm just saying I'm in a relationship. That's not love. That's
sometimes
just, you know,
people do that.
Codependency. And that's something that's not right because, you know, you're lying to yourself and you don't want that. You want to be able to say, hey, listen, am I really in here? Can this person, you know, be my soulmate? Is this person understanding that, you know what? And I also talk about things that are unequally yoked, which is very sensitive, you know, but you have to make sure you have the same faith bound to be supportive and understanding. And, or just this person, I'm willing to understand what you believe in. My faith is going to follow your faith because I'm willing to love and understand and learn that about you. But if it's going to be something that's not be right, it's not for me, then you need to be honest that you love yourself enough to know, hey, listen, that's not for me.
Right, right.
You know,
and love, what love is not manipulation.
Oh, no.
You know, like a lot of people, some people will want love so much that they'll feed into, well, if you do this for me, then I'll do that for you. Or if you do this for me, well, you don't love me because you don't want to do this for me. You know what I mean?
Right,
and I had to find that out And that could come in so many different ways. Oh, like yeah. I said, it could be a parent to a child. It could be a child to a parent mm-hmm. manipulating to get their way, mm-hmm. you know, to make a person think, okay, they love, but that's fake,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And it's same with a friend. I had to find that out through many friendships, you yes. know, many times that I thought that, you know, certain friends and me and my cousin, we could both speak for that on that basis plenty of times because we are so much alike. We're givers. Mm-hmm. We're mm-hmm. givers. Mm-hmm. We've never been takers. Mm-hmm. So because we're givers, we've always given our love and our support to so many people
yes.
in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out that people just wanted to be around us or just wanted us in their lives just to get what they could out of us because
yeah.
of the gifts that God has exactly. blessed us both with, the talents that
yes.
God has blessed us both with.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank God we both are at a point that we realize and we see clearly now mm-hmm. through people.
Mm-hmm.
So don't even try to come our way with that anymore. That bullshit. Anyway, but
yes.
Yeah, you got to be careful. If mm-hmm. somebody says they love you, if you do X, Y, and Z, they don't love you.
Mm-mm.
That's the bottom line. They mm-hmm. don't love you.
Mm-mm.
They're using you. So you know for real. You know, when you keep it real with yourself, and y'all
yes.
know this is what this show is about.
Yeah.
Y'all know I come on here and I tell y'all that these topics are not just for y'all. It's for me too, as well as it's for Buddha, for Claudette
right.
Speaking today. We're speaking not just to you. We're speaking and reminding ourselves as we talk to you guys that love, real true love
mm-hmm.
is about first becoming whole and loving yourself and mm-hmm. finding out what that is for you. Individually,
mm-hmm.
because love is not a one size fit all.
No.
Because we all walk different paths and we all have different journeys and we all go through different things.
Correct.
Yeah,
and then love is not one way.
Love is not one way,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to define love for yourself. How does it feel? What does it mean to you? You know, mm-hmm. what is it that makes you feel that fills your heart up with joy?
Mm-hmm.
In what way? You know,
not shrinking inside.
Yes, mm-hmm. not shrinking inside and not
settling.
Believing and not definitely not settling,
mm-hmm.
not settling
mm-hmm.
and just knowing that, you know, you're fulfilled because a lot of people think that love is having many women, having many men, sleeping with many women and sleeping with many men. But really what that is they're filling a void that they don't even understand that they have going on within themselves.
And that is lover of the flesh. Because
yes.
when you love the flesh, you feed the flesh, that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That is something that a lot of people don't realize, that where you have those multiple relationships that you're feeding your flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And when you continually just trying to feed your flesh, guess what? You never are satisfied.
Nope.
You get satisfied for that moment,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn around looking for that same feed all over
right.
again. But
right.
the love is not there.
Right.
But then you know, that's where mm-hmm. you have to learn, like, what am I doing to my spirit? What am
yes.
I doing to my world?
Yes.
What am I doing to my body, my temple?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what am I doing to my mind? You know, so
right.
those
right.
are areas that you have to be mindful of, self-sabotaging yourself, but not being able to be loved the right way.
Exactly. Because true love is, especially if you're in a relationship
mm-hmm.
of a sort, true love is if you could love that person without having sex. If you can have a whole
yes.
conversation and have laughs and everything,
yes.
and you don't have to have a drink, you don't have to smoke some weed, you don't have to smoke some game,
yeah.
you don't have to do none of that
mm-hmm.
to enjoy that person.
Yes.
But you could just have conversation and be intimate without even having sex. Because remember, y'all, we all gonna get old one day, and it's gonna start working. It's gonna start working. So if you're in a relationship with the person and you think
mm-hmm.
you love them just because they got some good sex going on, I'm sorry to tell you, boo boo, you better stop it right now, because it's gonna stop one day.
Yes.
And maybe Viagra might not be around, but I'm trying to tell y'all, you better learn to love someone for who they are,
mm-hmm.
and not how they make you feel,
mm-hmm.
not what they can give you, do for you,
mm-hmm.
none of that,
mm-hmm.
none of that. Love a person for who they are. And again, I always tell y'all, we are in control of our own happiness. We are the only ones that can make ourselves happy.
Yes.
Now, our partners, our kids, our, you know, our parents or whatever, they can add as a bonus,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we can grow together
mm-hmm.
and make each other happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
mm-hmm.
ultimately you were born by yourself. You're going to die by yourself. You may make yourself happy by yourself. You
yes.
better drink some happy juice. You better get in the mirror and do some affirmations. You better listen to some comedies.
Give yourself some accolades.
Something, some accolades. Yeah, yes. remember. I don't care if you remember your kindergarten perfect attendance awards and how happy you was. Mm-hmm. Remember that time that you achieved something in your life. I don't care what it is. Maybe mm-hmm. you was on time for work for a whole week. That's mm-hmm. an achievement mm-hmm. for somebody that's late all the time. Mm-hmm. Learn to love yourself first with that.
Yes.
If you can't
yes.
love nothing else about yourself, start small.
And let the rejection go.
Yes.
Because a lot of times people don't know how to allow love to come in because they feel rejection mm-hmm. or they are afraid of rejection.
Yes.
Or they've had experience of rejection yes. from their childhood to an mm-hmm. adult, or they're afraid to let their guard down. Mm-hmm. But these are the areas where you have to learn to love yourself. And I know Adion has a new journal, her books and everything is coming out mm-hmm. at you. Those yep. will help you and the tools to help you build up within your self-empowerment mm-hmm. and those areas you'll be able to do self-evaluations. It was, hey, listen, yes. I'm able to understand, like, I don't have to be on guard all the time. I can let that guard down over here because maybe this person right here has been trying to, you know, get my attention or communicate with me. And I have been such, you know, mm-hmm. guarded up and intense to where right. I'm not able to allow anything to come in as light or good for me or my life or my love. Mm-hmm. And that's important that you learn to do that. And if you don't, you know, find someone to listen to that can empower you to do it.
Right. Right. And trust me, like, I'm finding out through me getting in this doing this Uber, cutting the app on and off whenever the spirit hits me, because that's just basically how it's been these days. I'm finding that God will send people in the car that actually need love, that actually need someone to encourage them, that actually need somebody just to support them for that moment, to mm-hmm. believe in them for just that moment. Mm-hmm. And so I had a show way back about strangers, about something about embracing strangers. Y'all see something with strangers. I can't remember all the title now. But yeah, you need to listen to that show. But I can remember this time last year. Matter of fact, it was Thanksgiving last year. How I stayed at the retreat that I was contracting with. And there was this one lady that I went to go get my food, and God touched my heart and was like, go talk to her. And I'm like, what? Come on, man. I don't even know this lady. You know? But I followed suit. And long story short, because I had a show in this. Long story short, I went and I talked to this lady. And let me tell you, we sat there and we talked and she cried and we laughed and I shared some of my stories and she shared some of hers. And at the end of the day, she told me, she said she had, I think it was, been away from her family for a while. And she basically came to the retreat and was celebrating by herself. And she said that conversation with me meant so much to her. Mm-hmm. And the next day she had left me a gift of some crystals and a bracelet thanking me for my time. Mm-hmm. And so I say to you, you know, as I talk on the show all the time, that time is the most important thing. I can't say nothing else is more important than time, because guess what? We can't get time back. Mm-hmm. We can get money. We can get the materialistic things. We can get another boyfriend, another girlfriend. Mm-hmm. We can't get time back. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can't get our lives back neither. And that's why time is so important. Mm-hmm. So be very mindful of how you spend your time, who you spend it with, and just learn. You know, when you see a stranger, if God speaks to your heart to just give them a moment of your time, mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. Don't question. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Because you never know if you have any other loved ones when your loved one might need that time from mm-hmm. another stranger. So I always like to invest in people, time and people, because I always see it come back. And you know, I don't do it to get it back, but I look at the kids and I look at the family mm-hmm. and I say, wow, I invested that time showing somebody love, a person that did not know me, mm-hmm. just showing them pure love, yeah, and giving them some attention. Mm-hmm. And look at what God is doing for my kids.
Mm-hmm. You install.
Look at the favor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, don't you think that that's important? Like, we need to love on each other, strangers or whatever, you know?
Yes, to make a difference. You know, when you're making a world difference, you're showing expression of what God wants you to express. Mm-hmm. Positive, you know, love influences. And when you install that, you'd be surprised of how you gave that person something in that moment, in that
right,
time.
Right.
You know, no matter if you gave somebody 30 seconds to, mm-hmm. you know, 30 minutes, mm-hmm. If you give someone that moment of just showing what love is about and learning to listen and pay attention to. Yes. You change their lives, and you'd be surprised of how when you walk away from that person, you left them, you've done something for them. Yes. And given them that. Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays everything is on, you know, Instagram and Facebook and all the social media, but even on a small text, when you give the emojis, as far as what the hearts is concerned, mm-hmm. and the kissy faces and things, just showing that, you know, it's a intangible but tangible way of expressing that I love you. And you continue to do that no matter what. But I mm-hmm. think that a lot of motivational speakers out there, they're showing that the empowerment is showing someone that I care.
Right.
And that I love you, and that, you know, you're not in this world alone, and you can do it. And that's where the world needs to be headed to, mm-hmm. you know, to be the apex.
We need love.
Yes. You need to change it. You know, you believe in somebody so much that you love them to the fullest of their potential.
Yes.
And that's where you grow and understand, like, listen, mm-hmm. yo, they gave me the support that I need. You know, when you look at sports, you know, your team becomes one unit, one mm-hmm. team, you know what I'm saying?
That,
you know,
love.
They,
yep.
that love and support, they're believing in each other on the football field or on mm-hmm. the basketball court or the, you know, the baseball field. You're trusting and believing, like, you know what, I love you enough to believe that you got my back and I got your back.
Right.
But that's the same thing as a relationship, as a team.
Yes.
You know, when you are
so much
when you are in a relationship, your partner, your spouse, your husband, your wife, you are on their team of love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bring children into this world, you know, as mom and dad, you become a family team. Yes, you're showing love.
Right.
And that's where it permeates throughout. And sometimes we have to understand that only to what you show is what you can get back.
Right. Exactly.
So if you're giving it, it will return back to
yes,
you. Yes,
yes. And since you spoke on, like, parents, and, you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, we have a lot of single parents out here. So I say to you, love is not utilizing your kids against each other. Love, that is not love. The only person that you're hurting is the kid. Mm-hmm. When you pretty much use your kid as a pawn to get back at
wow.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because see, a lot of people don't think about that. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, you came together in love to make this kid, but yet you are utilizing this kid to hurt each other,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and break each other's heart or whatever. When you're really breaking the kid's heart.
Yes.
So I say to you, like, mm-hmm. if you can't get along, that's fine. You don't have to get along,
mm-hmm.
but at least you need to be cordial for your kid. Or if you can't be cordial, and if you're not going to be a good influence in the child's life, then guess what? What love is staying away.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like as a parent, you need to work on yourself, and you right now are not in a space that you can be a good influence or give your kid the mm-hmm. right type of love,
mm-hmm.
sometimes sacrifice. Love is sacrifice, and that means getting away and getting yourself together. Sometimes if you're a person that's, you know, might be addicted to a drug or mm-hmm. alcohol or whatever, and you know that you need to get yourself together, love is loving your kid enough, loving, you know,
to
your family enough.
Place them somewhere where they're safe. Put them somewhere where they need to be safe. You know, I respect, you know, it's hard about, you know, addictions and things like that, but
mm-hmm.
you have these poor children that are coming to this world and
they didn't ask for it.
And, mm-hmm. you know, I have to say that there was a couple of children that I know of that had, I've heard of, that had, the parent was addicted on drugs, and,
mm-hmm.
and the mother was decent enough to get to the hospital to place the child in a mm-hmm. safe environment, because she, you know, there was something, a 1% of act of love to say, let me get this, my child to where it needs to be, because
right.
I can't give them what they need.
Right.
You know, not throwing them away, but mm-hmm. just basically saying, hey, listen, I know what I'm not capable of doing. I'm not capable of giving them what they really need,
right.
which is safety, love, and harmony. And I think that, it needs to be throughout the world today,
mm-hmm.
especially with this big drug, you know, with the opioids
yes,
and the drugs and
yes,
all that's going on out here. And mm-hmm. it's hard to talk about, but it's real.
It's so real.
And that's what this show is
it's
about.
It's so real.
This is
yes,
so real.
Yes, yes. And with the foster kids that I had, you know?
Yes,
I had
yes.
the foster kids, and, you know, their mothers were I think both of their mothers was on drugs. But the thing was, you know, those kids were so damaged because of that.
Right.
You know, I had one kid that tried to commit suicide, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, my mom don't love me. My mom don't care about me. And I had to pull out all the love that I had in my heart.
Very good.
To show him
That's right.
That your mom don't care, but
God
guess
put
what?
Me here I to care. Love you. Yes. I care. Yes.
I care.
Yes.
And do you know to this day, when I last checked on them, I mean, they're older now, but I kept in touch. I wasn't supposed to, but teacher let me keep in touch for a while. And actually told me that I made a difference.
Yes.
And that the kid was not getting in trouble anymore.
Yes.
Because I spoke love into their lives. Mm-hmm. And it was only for what? Maybe 3 months.
Doesn't matter.
But that was 3 months of me pouring love in for years of them feeling unloved.
Yes.
So love comes in so many different packages.
Yes.
And so many,
there's
no one formula. But when God chooses to use you to show love to others, go with it. Go with it the way you're feeling it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing extra, you know? Mm-hmm. And and people just really got to get over that whole, oh, money, giving somebody a bunch of money or being able to buy people a lot of things. Me and Buddha can both confess to that.
Yes, money.
We both had the big houses and nice cars and all of that.
All that money.
As a matter of fact, we both left them in the same year. And they both was full of drama. Well, but we was right there to support each other.
Right there, support each other. So, and that was the support to understand that we was looking at something that was not real.
Yeah.
Living in something that wasn't real, you know.
Yes.
And
had it all.
Had
and
it all.
Everybody on the outside was thinking, oh, wait, y'all doing the damn thing.
Uh-huh.
But we wasn't doing not a damn thing.
Living a material life.
We was miserable.
Living a
you know what I'm saying?
Life. And that's
it wasn't the life that we signed up for. But it taught us. It taught us what love truly is.
Yes.
It taught us that
it
love
us what,
is not things.
And it taught
it's
us
not.
What love wasn't in areas. And
yes.
I need to look back. And I also want to tap on as far as like when you're in a relationship and you can love to a dangerous point and you have to pull yourself back.
Fatal
and realize,
attraction.
Yes. And I tap on that with you to let you know that being in an abusive relationship, it does not pay shrink yourself to being someone that loves you so much that they're willing to try to just take your life or just hurt you because they love and control so much of you to where it's not love. It's a control behavior.
Yes.
It's a mood and behavior of a psychological thing. So it's not that type of love. So where, you know, that's not it. And there's plenty of movies and books out there about it, but trust and believe it is reality.
Right.
That's not love. So, you know,
so
if
when
you,
he hitting you talking about, but baby, I love you.
And no,
that's why I'm hitting you.
And exactly.
No.
And that's something that people don't realize. That where it's not about, you know, self-sabotaging in many ways. It's called balance.
Mm-hmm.
Balance. And I think that you really need to tap into understanding what is love, what is safe, what is not safe. You know,
yes.
I speak to young girls out there, you know, on social media looking in the wrong places for love.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
know, that's,
yes.
that's, you know, that's
yes.
dangerous.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes. With social media.
Exactly.
Like, you
and I ask you parents to tap in and look into what your young, you know, teenagers are, don't know whatever the gender is, you know what I'm saying? Being manipulative. You have to be mindful that if you're not giving love, they're going to look for love somewhere else.
What?
So be mindful who could be luring your child in the wrong direction. Don't be afraid to pick it. As long as they're a minor with you and they are still under a minor age, you're not there to be their friend. You're there to be their parent first out of love.
Right.
So, you know, don't be afraid to say, hey, I need to talk to you about this. What is this? You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know if they seeing mom and dad not in a good relationship, you know, your son and daughter could be looking for love in the wrong places.
Yes.
Or if you're demonstrating a wrongful loving family in the wrong way, it can, you know, destroy your child.
Amen.
And
speak on that.
And they will look somewhere else for it. And that's something that you cannot turn a blind eye. And if you're turning a blind eye, you're not showing love.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
not showing the love.
Exactly. Love is loving your child enough to give them structure and not worrying about being a friend, but giving structure where they need structure and giving discipline, not discipline and pulling out the central cord like we get, but we used to when we was kids. But I'm saying, you know,
the
tough
belt.
Love, the
the belt. You
okay,
know?
Sorry, moms. Sorry. But it made us who we are today. Yes. We turned out really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they took that little away, though. A couple of them, I want to take the belt, too.
It's fair to rise for the child, you know, as words say, you know. So.
Right. But you got to love your children enough to look in and see what they're watching on TV.
Yes.
And see how much time. You can't let your child be locked in the room playing the video games for as soon as they come from school all the way until dinner time and then get right back on after dinner time. That's not love. It's not balanced. And you need to love your child enough to give them at least an hour of your time. I know you attention. Might be out there working and all of that whole bit, but at least sit down, eat dinner with them, or at least play a game, or ask them about their day, or, you know, show them that you care. Ask them about what they want to do and go to a game. It's love.
Yes.
Showing them. Mm-hmm. Because, see, the kids are the future. We hear this all the time, but they are watching. They are watching how you love yourself. They are watching how you love someone else, how you display it, you know, and how you receive it.
Yes.
And we're teaching them day by day what the true meaning of love
value.
Is. Mm-hmm. And this is why, like, this is such a dangerous age. Like you said, with social media, we didn't have that. We had typewriters back in the day. So we didn't have the cell phones and GPS. We didn't have none of that. We had, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we didn't get caught up in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why me and you are not so social media ourselves. I keep telling y'all I'm going to get on Instagram. I am one day. I really am. But you do. The social media got these kids twisted. So much because they think love is about things, about getting butt naked and being an Instagram model. And I have nothing against that. If that's the way you're making your money, boo-boo, do you. But I'm just saying, just don't believe the hype and think that somebody DMing you, that's what they call it, I think, DMing you and telling you they love you just because they saw your whole booty on a picture, that's some true stuff. No, boo-boo, don't do it to yourself. That's not what it's about, you know? But if that's the way you're making your money, then kudos to you. And I hope you make some good money, but just know your balance and just know, you know what I'm saying, that what's on Instagram is not real.
You know what? To tap onto that, you know, I'll keep it, you know, short and sweet to this point.
Right.
But, you know, people out there trying to make ways in surviving.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, when they're doing these things, these acts of displaying themselves, as I say, just like that, displaying themselves, they're showing ways to where it can become, it seems, you know, sexual and empowering. But at the end of the day, if you meet someone that looks at you that way,
right?
How do you expect them to love you the way you want to be loved? If they feel like, well, you're, you know,
that's how they met you.
That's how they met you. And that's how you like to be looked at or like to be treated because, you know, you're placing yourself there. Mm-hmm. No one's taking anything away from you. I just want you to just find
self-value. Listen to your intuition with that.
Love yourself and find self-value. I know a girlfriend that she was doing it all through and it paid her way through college.
Exactly.
And it was one of the movies on that.
I pick up dancers all the time. Smart as wit.
Exactly. So, you know, no one is devaluing you. Just always stay valued. Understand your grounds and your balance and your limits.
Exactly.
Because when you do meet that true one, you want to explain this is how it was. And if you empower somebody and you got someone that way and you're giving them love, hey, all bow to you.
Exactly.
No disrespect.
I'm not saying that somebody can't love you because they met you on Instagram or because they met you in a strip club or whatever like that.
I pick up dancers
all the time.
You know?
And I hear their stories, their loved ones, and I'm just happy for them. I'm so
that's
proud
right.
to tell them I'm proud of them
right.
for doing something with the money. They're going to school. They're paying their way through school
that's
and
right.
all of that. And that's important. So my thing is, make sure you have an ending result.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make sure you have...
As long as they don't go into an abusive...
Right,
you know,
the abusive...
The wrong,
just,
oh, I love you, she's doing this for me.
Just be careful. Just be careful and don't feed in. If you never felt love before, if you've never been loved before, that's where you have to really, really tap into your intuition and know that if someone catch you from Facebook, whatever, and they say they love you and that's how they found you... Make sure you really listen to your gut.
And let
your
them
gut
know,
is your higher self.
And not just let them know, guess what? Hey, I may do that. You may see me. Guess what? I love myself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not what I'm about.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing. But this is, you're going to treat me with respect. And if you know, you understand where I'm at, then you'll learn me.
Yeah, 90 Day Rule, Steve Harvey. They try and go for the panties right away, then you already know what it's all about. You know, if they willing to wait and see your value, then that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. You know, as women, that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to hold out, you know? We need to learn. Hey, you can be horny as I don't know what, but you need to hold out. Hold out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes to just know that you can, you know, get that value built up, and always talk about the mirror. Always talk about going to the mirror when you have those days that you just feel crappy. You don't feel love. You don't like this. Like, again, what Buddha said, this is the holiday time. It's a lot. It's a high suicide rate around this time. And,
please,
you know,
pay attention.
It's just like, You got to go in that mirror.
Yes.
You know, maybe you might need that glass of wine. Like, no. But you got to go into that mirror and just really speak love to yourself.
First thing in the morning.
Get up. I mean, I do it all the time. And people be like, oh, I thought you was 20. That's because I tell myself that every day.
Yes.
I look and I feel 20 years old. And I love myself.
Yes. Let it resonate inside you. I am enough.
And I'm so valuable. Yes. And oh my gosh, God, I am love. Mm-hmm. I am love. Mm-hmm. And that's why when people get in the car, whenever I'm doing Lyft, Uber, whenever I'm just driving, they feel it. Mm-hmm. They feel it.
The light.
And they can come in one way and go out, oh my gosh, thank you for the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm real with mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real with mine. And that's what I strive for, is to be love. It's times I've been... And we were just talking about this, me and Claudette. I'm going from Claudette to Buddha. Y'all know I got
my name.
Y'all know I got many names too. All my family got many names too. We AKA, AKA.
That's my real name. Okay.
But, you know, damn, I forgot my thought.
Family.
This is live. I forgot my thought. But basically, you know, what we just trying to tell y'all, not trying, what we are telling y'all is to know. To value yourself first, to love yourself first, however they may look to you. If you never saw love, then, hey, it's nothing wrong with looking in the dictionary and seeing with Google or, you know, doing a couple little research and seeing the different meanings of love, you know, of the value of what value means or what respect means. Because sometimes we do throw those words around. Every now and then I like to read the definition, because a lot of times we throw those words around because we just hear it, and so we start taking it on and start putting it in a sentence, but not knowing the true meaning of it. You know what I mean? So if you got to go and look at the doggone definition, it's nothing wrong with that. Don't feel dumb or nothing like that. No, sometimes I got to pull up, let me see what this word really means. And sometimes you can look at a word and be like, oh, wow, I didn't know it meant this too. You know? So definitely do yourself a favor. Number one, love yourself. And when you learn to love yourself, even if you're in a relationship that's filled with negativity, you will be surprised when you learn how to love yourself, it becomes contagious. And if it's just too bad, then you know that you need to keep it moving and continue to love yourself somewhere else. That's just the bottom line. You know, love is about that too. Love is loving yourself enough to get the hell out. When it's time, get the hell out. You know what I'm saying? That's what love is all about. Like, people, is like we said, it's not a one size fit all. Everybody's situation is so different. And also, love is this. Love is loving people through their growth.
Yes.
Like, as people, we grow in different directions.
Yes.
As people, we grow, we learn different things, we want different things as we get older, and we act different ways. And so when people start to act different, when you know that they was acting a certain way just a year ago.
I love you enough to let you go.
I love you enough to let you go. And I love you enough to appreciate you for who you're growing into. How about that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because sometimes people don't understand you. And they're like, why is she staying away? Or why doesn't she talk to us? Why she don't party with us? Or why she, you know, or he or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Why they don't want to go out with us no more? Because people grow at different rates.
Yes, they do.
And nobody should have to explain to you that now, guess what? I don't want to go to the club anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to, you know, nobody love a person enough to say, okay, man, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Okay, you on to the next level. That's what's up. You know, I'm not there yet. So I'm going to stay right here. in this club.
Yes.
And you do you and I do me. But mm-hmm. I still love you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We still cool.
What's
still
saying? No love lost.
Yeah, yeah. And we gonna still call each other, check up on each other, right. and that whole bit. So
yes.
love, I really, really hope that we have touched so many different angles of love coming from different aspects, but we are such a unit. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I hope that, like Claudette said in the beginning, that this show touches your heart in such a way that you reevaluate what does love really mean to you?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You go back and you reevaluate and ask yourself, what does love really mean to me?
Yes.
And am I really giving love the way I want to receive it?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times we want to be loved, but we're not giving it the way we want to receive
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
We're treating somebody like shit. But
yes.
we want somebody to love us.
Yes.
How
yes.
you want them to love you when you acting all... See, I don't be trying to cuss on this. But y'all know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know, y'all know what I'm getting at. You know, you got people out here that treat people like crap, but then they want that same person to love them.
Mm-mm.
You know, people that want to be neglectful and not give up the time or whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
That's that one-way street love.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that one-way street love. But then they want the love back.
Mm-hmm.
So check yourself or you wreck yourself. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm talking like I'm Spanky. Mm-hmm. That's my aunt. That's Buddha Mom. I got to get her on the show. Oh, my God. She would turn show out.
Yes, she would. Yes.
But I'm just saying, always check yourself before you want somebody to give you a certain feeling or, you know, a
right.
certain respect.
Yes.
And ask yourself, keep it real with yourself. How am I treating this person?
Yes.
Or how did I treat my coworker? Or how did I treat my kids?
Yes.
Or, you know what I mean? How am I treating people today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why should I expect somebody to love and respect and value me?
Absolutely.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? And again, if you don't value and love yourself, how you expect somebody, because you're showing them how you value yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about, guys. Love yourself, man. Love yourself and just day by day, little by little, you know, let go of the shame, let go of the blame, let go of the
yes.
pointing the fingers, let go of the, you know, forgive people because
mm-hmm.
that is the key for real, for real.
Go into the new
forgive.
Year.
Forgive. Yes. Go into the new year forgiving people. And this
so
is the holiday
yes.
time, you know, that family
there.
Member that you ain't spoke to in 10
let
years
because yes.
of the card game that you lost or whatever. You know what I mean?
Or
give them a call. Like,
mm-hmm. Or the money they borrowed.
Yeah, the borrowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
We got that. We got that. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I got people that, you know,
yes.
I let it go.
We
like,
let it go. We
shit,
let it go.
Shit is the shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
done.
Whatever.
Yes.
But the thing is, nothing is more important than love.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day.
Measurable.
Because that is who God created us to be.
Yes.
Love. God created the world out of love. So why shouldn't we learn to love each other,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Ourselves, because that is what was intended from day one.
From day one, from the day we came into this world, we were love. Yes.
Yes. So do you have any last words to say? This is the longest show ever. But it's all worth it.
I can just say that, again, I stand behind to challenge you to remember that you came into this world being
mm-hmm.
loved. Learn to be loved and just learn to go in 2019 showing love and remember to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I appreciate being on the show. I honor being here on this strong topic.
Yes.
And you know,
thank you.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to just let everyone to know, have a happy New Year's, a Merry Christmas, and let their new year be prosperous. Let it be a prosperous year. I look forward to maybe coming back on the show one more time.
Definitely.
But
always,
I just want you to know, remember, love yourself, as Adon said. Make sure that you do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up tomorrow showing yourself that you are loved.
Mm-hmm.
You love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me. And remember, my name is Buddha.
Yes.
First name Claudette.
Mm-hmm.
And I am love.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yay, yay. Hercules. We actually like this all day. But, you know, when she was talking, when Buddha was just talking about, you know, wake up in the morning and show yourself love, how about this? Y'all know I give out some homework assignments. How about I'm about to go to arts and craft? How about you pull out a doggone piece of paper? If you're feeling like you are not loved today, how about you get a piece of paper. If you don't have construction paper, get a piece of paper. Get creative with it. Pull out some stuff and little material. Cut up some, get some crayons, get some doggone scissors. Make it a fun activity. I'm not playing. As adults, sometimes we need to go back to our childhood and make yourself a card. And write on that card everything that you don't feel about yourself. Write it in reverse. Mm-hmm. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am enough. I am valuable. I am respected.
And I am love.
I am love. You know what I'm saying? And make that thing beautiful. Make it beautiful. I'm serious. I'm challenging y'all. And y'all better email me too. I want to see some doggone cards. Okay?
Hey, look, it could be an e-card.
Yes, it could be an e-card. But let's cheat. I want you to be creative. Y'all know I'll be challenging y'all. I want y'all to be creative. Make yourself a card. And that is your Christmas gift to you. Mm-hmm. How about that? Give yourself a Christmas gift. If you don't know nobody else to give you one, give your damn self a Christmas a Christmas gift. And that is arts and craft. Line paper, whatever. Magic marker, Sharpie, whatever. Write it on there. What you feel about yourself. Write the hearts, make the flowers, whatever you got to do. And I guarantee you do this, your energy is going to change.
It's gonna shift.
Because you're going back to a childlike state.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time you could go back to a childlike state, you become happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do that. Do that for yourself, okay? If you don't have nobody else to give you a gift, give yourself a gift. Give yourself the gift of love. How about that? So until next Sunday, and I told y'all I was going to start having guests, so here we go. I gave y'all a guest. It ain't YouTube, but it's a guest, okay? And we're going to have many more to come in the new year to come. I have a whole list, some great shows coming at you. We definitely want to have Buddha back on soon. We will have her back on. And yes, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm on again before New Year's. I can't remember. But if I'm not... Happy New Year's. I love you guys. I thank you guys for all of the support that you have given me throughout this year. And I look forward to more. And definitely like, subscribe, share. Sharing is caring. And just share the show, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Y'all just don't know. I feel loved. I feel so loved. Every time I look at the stats, I feel so loved. So I thank y'all for loving me. And I hope that y'all feel love back every time y'all hear my voice through y'all ears, comforting y'all. Okay? So until next Sunday, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, the world, from some real bullshit, y'all. And you are listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast show. That show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, it's extraordinary folk. And don't forget to go on Amazon and search up April Adion Williams. Get the books, y'all. The Visionary Dreamer 90-Day Journal and the Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose, that Visionary Dreamer workbook. Definitely, it will help y'all. Just like Buddha said, it will definitely help you to see you, okay, and to do better. So, I love you guys. Peace.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit chroniclesofliving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.